ትምህርቲ ቋንቋ እንግሊዝኛ ምስ SBS ናይ እንግሊዝኛ ቋንቋ ንምርዳእን ምዝራብን ኣብ ኣውስትራልያ ናብራኹም ከተመሓይሹ ዘኽእለኩም መደብ እዩ። ኣብ ነፍሲ ወከፍ ዝቐርብ ትሕዝቶ ትምህርቲ ቋንቋ እንግሊዝኛ ናይ ኣውስትራልያ ህይወትን ኣገላልጻታትን ክትፈልጥሉ ዘኽእለኩም እዩ። ናይ እንግሊዝኛ ቋንቋ ክእለትኩም ብምምሕያሽ ብዛዕባ ኣውስትራልያ እናተማሃርኩም ትዘናግዑ። ኣብዚ ቀሪቡ ዘሎ ትሕዝቶ ብዛዕባ ብድሆታት ሓገዝ ምሃብ ንወለዲ ብኸመይ ከም እትድግፉ ንምያጥን መዓልታዊ ሓረጋት ክትለማመዱ ኢኹም።
Learning English helps me to talk about looking after older family members.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
Your parents are coming to an age when they need a little more help. Maybe it's booking doctor's appointments, picking up groceries, or just making sure everything at home is clean and tidy. Or maybe your parents live overseas and you feel guilty for not being there for them. So you call more often, worry across time zones, and wonder if you're doing enough. Hi, I'm Kate. And in this episode, we're practicing everyday English we can use when talking about our aging parents. First, we'll listen to Alan and Claire to see how they talk about the challenges that come with looking after older family members.
I've been checking in on my parents a lot lately. Sometimes it feels like I'm stretched a bit too thin.
I hear you. I'm worried about my parents too. They're overseas and it's hard not being there for them.
Yeah, that must be tough.
It is. I call them all the time just to see how they're going, but there's not much I can actually do.
Yeah, I'm always running errands for mine. Doctor's appointments, groceries, stuff like that. It all adds up.
Maybe it's time to bite the bullet and ask your siblings to pitch in a bit.
Like Alan and Claire, when my parents need more help, I try to check in more often and see what they need. These are real-life situations, so I'm keen to learn these phrases. First, Alan said,
I've been checking in on my parents a lot lately.
To check in on someone means to contact them or visit them to make sure they're okay. You might call, send a message, or stop by their house. If you have been telephoning them, you could also say,
I've been calling them more often lately.
Or, if you're visiting more frequently, you can say,
I try to see them whenever I can.
Alan also said,
Sometimes it feels like I'm stretched a little bit too thin.
If you're stretched thin, you have too many responsibilities and not enough time or energy for them all. And this can make you feel tired or overwhelmed. You could also say,
I've got a lot on my plate right now.
You can use both of these phrases when you've got a lot of things to do at the same time. Whether you're talking about work, family, or helping your parents. Claire's situation is a bit different. Her parents don't live close to her, so she worries about other things. She said,
It's hard not being there for them.
To be there for someone means to support them, especially when they need help. In Claire's case, she feels bad because she can't physically be present. She also said,
I call them all the time just to see how they're going.
To see how someone is going is a very common informal way to ask how someone is doing. You could also say,
I just check in on how they're doing.
Then we heard Alan explaining what he does to help his parents.
I'm always running errands for mine. Doctor's appointments, groceries, stuff like that. It all adds up.
Alan is always running errands. That is, he does small everyday tasks like shopping, going to appointments, or picking things up. These tasks might seem small and simple, but taken together, as Alan said,
it all adds up.
Even small tasks can take a lot of time and energy when you do a lot of them often. You can use this expression in lots of everyday situations. For example, although a coffee doesn't cost much, it all really adds up when you buy one every day. I need to stick to my budget. Ah, look at me, using a phrase I've learned in our previous episode. So, whenever small things build into a bigger effect, money, work, or effort, you can say, it adds up. Finally, Claire suggested that Alan asks his siblings, that's his brother and sister, to share the responsibility. She said,
maybe it's time to bite the bullet and ask your siblings to pitch in a bit.
To bite the bullet means to do something difficult or uncomfortable that you've been avoiding. You can use this phrase when you have finally decided to face a difficult problem that you don't want to face. For example, I've been putting off going to the dentist, but now I need to bite the bullet because my tooth hurts. Claire also said,
ask your siblings to pitch in a bit.
To pitch in means to help, especially when others are also doing the same thing. For example, you could say,
we all pitched in to clean the house for my parents.
Or,
if everyone pitches in, it won't be hard to look after Mum and Dad.
To look after means to take care of someone or something to make sure they're safe and healthy and have what they need. So, whenever you're taking care of someone or something, you can say you are looking after them. Now, let's listen to the dialogue once again, and then we'll practice.
I've been checking in on my parents a lot lately. Sometimes it feels like I'm stretched a bit too thin.
I hear you. I'm worried about my parents too. They're overseas and it's hard not being there for them.
Yeah, that must be tough.
It is. I call them all the time just to see how they're going, but there's not much I can actually do.
Yeah, I'm always running errands for mine. Doctor's appointments, groceries, stuff like that. It all adds up.
Maybe it's time to bite the bullet and ask your siblings to pitch in a bit.
It's time to practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. If you're stretched thin, you are.
If you're stretched thin, you have too many responsibilities and not enough time or energy to give them the attention they deserve.
To bite the bullet means.
To bite the bullet means to do something difficult or uncomfortable that you've been avoiding.
Now, let's listen and repeat after Alan and Claire.
I've been checking in on my parents a lot lately.
I'm worried about my parents overseas.
I try to see them whenever I can.
I'm always running errands for my parents.